Casey, you know, we heard about the crash. Obviously, everybody's been following this in Maryland. And for new farm equipment, it's really affecting things from a new standpoint. So if people are expecting farm equipment anytime soon, they can go to the website all day today because you have that construction equipment auction going on. Good morning.
Good morning, Dan. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we have a biweekly auction schedule based off of the industry segment. So today is construction, and in 2 weeks we'll have another construction auction. And so next Wednesday is our biweekly ag auction, and then we'll have another one 2 weeks after that. And then we also do vehicle and equipment auctions where we've got everything from classic cars to skid steers and forklifts and, you know, pickups. We do government surplus auctions every other Tuesday, and we also do truck, trailer, over-the-road fleet auctions every other Thursday. So, and then every now and then, you know, probably a couple times a month, we'll do what we call a standalone auction. And that's where, you know, we have a large retirement or a large, you know, inventory realignment, or even, you know, just a large government entity where they get their own special auction. I know last this Tuesday, we had our Kansas Department of Transportation auction, which, you know, was one of the biggest ones we've had in quite a while. So always opportunities to get, you know, good quality used equipment and vehicles online.
And it's really easy to use, purplewave.com. You just go to the website. It'll have a list of the upcoming auctions and then thumbnails of all of the pieces of equipment that would be up for grabs, so to speak, on that ag equipment auction. I mean, you got anything from these, like a 2017 John Deere RWA combine. I mean, these are all going to be great pieces of equipment for people to bid on, and it's the bidding process is very, very easy, and there's no reserves. What does that mean exactly to the buyer?
So no reserve means that when the auction closes, if you have the winning bid, it is your, you know, you have won it. Mm-hmm. Some people like to put a reserve on their equipment with other auction sites, where they say, hey, if it doesn't bring this dollar amount, regardless of what the final bid is, it's not going to sell. And I would encourage people to go on to any of our social media pages, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. We've been doing this video series called Behind the Hammer, you know, where we kind of talk about, you know, in detail, you know, some of the aspects of the auction. And one of our territory managers, who's been with Purple Wave since probably the very beginning, Bob McBride, he has a really good, you know, explanation of why, you know, no reserve is the best avenue to bring people to auction. And, you know, Dan, it's really exciting, you know, now that we've moved our interviews in the mornings because it's during auction closing time. And if you go online right now to the construction auction, anything, any timer that you see in red, we've extended the bidding on.
Oh, good.
So just like a live auction, if you've got two guys, that auctioneer is calling bids back and forth until one of them gives up. And we do the same thing on the internet auction. And that's the nice thing about that internet auction is we can keep bidding on one piece of equipment for 30, 40 minutes to an hour and keep the auction going down the line, where that live auctioneer, you know, they're up against a time hack.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, they want to get as much bids as they can on a piece of equipment, but they need to keep the sale moving. And with that internet auction, we can really focus on your piece of equipment while giving everyone else the same amount of time.
So when it's highlighted in red, so when somebody makes a bid, the current bid would be highlighted. They just have to stick there and see if the screen refreshes, right, for the current bid.
Well, so yeah, you see that timer, and so any bids that come in the last 5 minutes, we're going to extend it another 5 minutes.
Okay.
And so when you see that red 3 minutes, 2 minutes, whatever, that means that asset has gone into extension.
Okay.
And yeah, there are some people that they'll sit in front of their phone or their computer,
yeah,
and they'll wait till that 30 seconds and they'll put that bid in and it'll flash and we'll extend it again. And
wow.
It's a great way to do auctions.
On this vehicle auction that's coming up on April 10th, I've got my eye on this 2013 BMW 528 xDrive, and right now the current bid's $3,300. It's out of Missouri. So if I won that bid, then and I want that delivered, Purple Wave will bring it from Missouri to me, won't they?
Yes. There at the top of the website, you'll see a shipping tab.
Okay.
And also on every item, when you go down into the item details, you'll also see a button for shipping. And you just send an email to our logistics office saying, hey, I won, you know, item DQ5980. And, you know, when we go out and we take pictures, we get all the logistical information at that same time. So we already know how tall it is, how wide it is, what it weighs. And that really helps us streamline getting a quote back to you typically within 30 minutes to an hour. So that you can decide, Purple Wave shipping is the way I want to go.
Excellent.
And we'll have a broker that gets it hauled out to you.
Excellent. All right, purplewave.com is the website. Always great to catch up with you. Happy Easter, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week, Casey.
Thanks, Dan.